Hello, and welcome to Thriving Mothers Talk Radio, where busy working women come to thrive. And now, here are your hosts, Mary McHenry and Susan Guy.
Well, hi, this is Mary.
And this is Sue.
It's Tuesday.
Must be thrive time.
So, Sue, how's it going?
Well, I'm still getting over this cold, but, you know, all right, slowly on the mend. I apologize for my voice today. It's a little hoarse, but that's the way it is.
Well,
it's all good.
I'm glad you could make it. Glad you could make it. Yeah, I'm getting over something, too, so once in a while we both might sound a little stuffy or raunchy.
Yeah, we need to, you know, go to some island or something and just heal there, I think.
That sounds good to me.
That would be thriving.
It would be totally thriving.
So I know you guys went back to school a little bit earlier than we did, so I don't know if you experienced this, but it's interesting, the talk around, you know, the neighborhood, and I'm starting to see it in the media a little bit, you know, the stress around the changing of the calendar, the going back to school, and kind of the guilt that, you know, I almost think that it's redundant to say mother and guilt. It's kind of the same thing. But, you know, the shoulda, coulda, wouldas that I like to call it. You know, have you been hearing any of that?
Oh, sure, yeah. I think it really happens a lot when the season changes, when there's a big transition, something changing in our lives. There's sort of that regret that things maybe didn't go the way you thought they were going to, or something else is changing and coming up, so you better get, you know, your act together and get in line. And so I think there's a lot of guilt and shoulda, coulda, wouldas this time of year for people.
Yeah, I guess because, you know, you think about it, I guess it happened at the end of the school year, and so now it's a couple months later. I know it happens at the end of the year. I know that so many people, you know, when it gets to New Year's. But I find that very interesting listening to, and I find for myself, you know, the shouldas, you know, coming up and really trying to stay in that thriving place, and the shouldas, you know, it's definitely not, doesn't feel like it's thriving. You know, it's part of who we are, and so that it's okay. You know, there's nothing wrong with it. At the same time, I don't feel like I'm fully thriving when I'm in that shoulda place.
Yeah, it's stressful, definitely.
Yeah, and I think a lot of moms go through that.
So what is it that is the first step that would help, that helps you get through something like that when you're feeling that and you want to be thriving but you don't feel like you are?
Well, I think that, and I think that, Mary, you're really good at this also, is, you know, becoming aware of, you know, what's coming up. Because sometimes we push that down and we rush into, when we're thinking I should have, instead of acknowledging that we're thinking I should have or we're feeling guilty, instead of noticing that feeling, we go into doing.
Mm-hmm.
All the doing, like, oh, I'm going to do all the things that I thought I was going to do all summer. We're going to do them all this week.
Yeah.
Last week before we go back to school, we're going to get to the zoo. We're going to get to the beach. We're going to just cram it all in.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, instead of going to that doing place, kind of that awareness of, you know, what's really going on here, and. You know, going into, I think there's a real, we've talked about how great we are as mothers, you know, let's really embrace how great we are at judgment.
Yeah, it's true, judging ourselves especially.
Yeah, and I think everything around us. But, yeah, and it does start with ourselves. And so I guess when that feeling comes up, being aware of it, that it's there, instead of, you know, stop doing and just say, huh. And then for me, because I love curiosity, is coming from isn't that interesting? I decided to do all this stuff because I felt guilty, instead of really embracing that the end of this, you know, there's a change coming on, that all the great things that happen as part of this summer, and also embracing the change. I actually am very excited about next week. I'm really, and I think many moms are, and lose track of that excitement in all the coulda, shoulda, wouldas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's interesting, too, because that awareness, that being the first step of just becoming aware, it goes back to what I know we were talking about last week, and that is that how we feel is important. It matters. And it matters because it's such great clues. It's such a great clue for us, how we're feeling, whether we're having that overwhelming stress and guilt. To be aware of it first, it seems like such a simple sort of matter-of-fact thing, but it really is a huge step to recognize and acknowledge it instead of thinking it's just normal and, of course, I'm feeling guilty, that we have a choice. I guess that's what the awareness brings up, is that we have a choice.
Yeah, that almost reminds me of, like, a weather vane.
Hmm.
And, you know, like I think there's an old, like, from the 50s, there's, you know, an old thing about, you know, how's the wind blowing, how mom's feeling.
Uh-huh.
The rest of the family's going to feel. Mm-hmm. And I think somewhere along the line, Mom, you know, if we tune into how we're feeling, we kind of know which way the wind's blowing, and we can, like a weather vane, kind of hone in on maybe the way to take, you know, the path to take or the decision to make. And so often we don't stop to check in and mm-hmm. say, oh, I'm feeling this way, so that must be a great, you know, way to go, or, ooh, I'm not feeling so good. We go against that gut feeling that we often have.
Yeah.
And, you know, if we honored that gut feeling more often and really were aware of it, I think we'd make ourselves a lot happier.
I think so, too. And, you know, we have a great tool for this. Do you want to play with that a little bit together?
Sure. Should we take a commercial break and then come back and play with it?
Let's do that. And before we break for commercial, I want to let everybody know that we have a wonderful thank you gift at the end of today's show, so stay tuned.
Wanted, calling all thriving mothers. We want your stories, your tips, your ideas for our new spotlight on Thriving Mothers in Action.
We want to hear how you're thriving in your business, give you an opportunity to share that with the entire Thriving Mothers community.
So, if you want to be spotlighted, send an email to moms, M-O-M-S, at successcirclecoaching.com with the words Thriving Mothers in Action, and we'll send you an application. Who knows, you might be the next guest on Thriving Mothers Talk Radio. Back to the show.
Welcome back. Sue, you ready to play?
Sure, I love to play.
Okay, well, since we've already gone back to school in Colorado, and you're not quite there in Pennsylvania,
okay.
You're on the cusp. Let's
yep.
Put you on the spot here.
Okay.
So let's do this five-question framework that we have. And
the
focus on this is what's working, because we tend to look at all the things we haven't done and what we didn't get done, and it really is an amazing thing to look at, what is working. So let's try that.
So what's
Sue,
working
what's working
about the change? Okay. So let's
yeah.
So what's working about this change? So instead of going into the doing, so what is working about the change? What's working is that the kids are doing some amazing things this week. What's working is that we've had some really fun times over the summer that we've been recounting with the kids, because the boys did a different camp just about many weeks they were home, but they did a different type of camp throughout the summer. So they actually really had an amazing summer. They did an art camp. They did two different sports camps. They did a science camp. Mm-hmm. They did vacation Bible school last week, and then this week they are doing karate camp. So they really did a lot of different activities throughout the summer. So they really had, and they had a lot of weeks when they were just home. So where we kind of did things at home, as well as just played in the, you know, played in the neighborhood with the kids. So they really had, and they said, you know, they had a really fun summer. So they had a really well-balanced, rounded out, fun, you know, activities throughout the summer. And I think what's also working is that the change is going to bring some needed structure, but some welcome structure.
Mm.
bedtimes, you know, leaving the house times, some structure. Now, I know everybody gets crazy about, I'm not going to go into what's not working.
There you go. Good catch.
The structure, you know, also, you know, we have a lot, you know, we have other activities. I'm not going to say a lot more activities. We have other activities. And, you know, they'll get structured out. And so I think that's what's working is that after next week, the structure is going to also allow me much more time to focus on me and my business and also some time for me. So that's what's really working.
Yeah. Great. So what is it about those things that are working that make them work well for you?
Well, the connection with family, fun, I think more open space. It's time for a change. You know, it's time. It's, you know, it's good. It'll be good for them to go back to school, see their friends, start a new year. I always, and I wrote about it in our blog, talk about how, for me, I also view this as me going back to my business.
Mm.
So, you know, getting the new shiny notebooks and the new pens and the new highlighters, and I am on a look for, I wrote that I was going to get a backpack, but I got sick, so I am on a look for a new backpack for me. But, you know, also embracing the newness. Like, it's like given a, even though it's, you know, it's three quarters through a quarter of the year, I like to think of it as a newness. I'm also, I teach a course this fall. I'm an adjunct professor. So that's kind of a cool thing for me, is a new group of students that I'll get to work with this fall. So there's a lot of surprises and fun. And we're actually taking our vacation in September, so that's only a couple weeks away. So I'm really looking forward to that, too.
Great. Well, it sounds wonderful. Tell me, if you were to really expand on it and let it be exactly how you'd love it to be, what would be the ideal way to move through this transition right now for you?
Ideally, it would be that all of the supplies that I still need to get next week are just going to be easily obtained.
Mm.
That when we meet the teachers on Thursday, that my kids will really click with their teachers.
Mm.
That it'll be the last few days will be spent as a family doing fun things and being together, and that I'll have a feeling of not hurried rushingness, but easy flow towards that, you know, the bus coming on the next Tuesday, that things will fall into place easily and effortlessly, so that they'll get on the bus next week really fully prepared and excited, and really that we'll start off the new year, you know, with a bang, with a lot of fun.
Mm. Great. So what are the elements about it that aren't quite right yet? Like, what's not quite in place?
Well, we don't have any. Well, and that's not true. I bought a lot last year, so I have to just go into the things that still need to happen are Matthew has quite a list for fourth grade, so that's a crucial year, and his teacher just changed. So that's not a quite right, is that his teacher he was supposed to start with, we just got notified this past week, she had a baby in June, and she's asked for an extended leave till the end of November.
Mm-hmm.
So what not quite right is that he has a different teacher than expected. She seems, you know, really nice, so that's, a good thing, but you know, that's a not quite right now until the ideal when he meets her on Thursday.
Yeah.
So all the school supplies still need to get. Another not quite right. I think that's really the main thing is we haven't found, you know, I think I was still looking for the right lunchbox, which sounds kind of funny, but we just need to find the right one that'll hold the bottle so that it won't spill. So that's really just a size kind of thing. We did get Chris a backpack yesterday, so both of them have their new backpacks. found I don't need any new clothes because I did organize that. So the not quite ready is really just staying out of that place of worrying about things we didn't get done,
mm-hmm.
and worrying about getting the school supplies that we still need to get for next week.
Yeah. And how are you feeling? You feeling pretty much in that place?
Yeah, I'm actually feeling, you know, pretty good about you know, the summer as a whole. I think that we had a really good summer. Yeah, there's things that at the beginning of June had on the list to do that we didn't, and so now I'm just kind of, you know, taking a look at, you know what, it really is better to go to the zoo in September and October because it's much cooler, because it gets pretty hot here in the summer and none of the cool animals are out. And the kids have awesome days in September and October, so they would be ideal days to go down there. Same thing with, we still have some opportunities to do some of the things since we live in Philadelphia and there's such history. You know, I wanted to take them down to Philadelphia and do that. And it's Philadelphia hasn't moved, you know.
Yeah.
So it hasn't moved.
Let me know if it does.
Right. We could still go down there. So a resource would be just picking a date and taking them on some of the historic tours since they're getting old enough to do that. And tomorrow I've blocked off some time while the kids are in camp and Megan's in daycare and just going to the nearby, you know, stores and just picking up the school supplies. So I don't see any issue in being able to find pencils and paper and things. There's nothing exotic on the list. It's just a matter of going through the list and checking it off.
Yeah.
And since I'm such the coupon shopper, taking that along with me.
Totally.
So I think that's about it.
So those are the things that you can that need to happen or be put in place for you to move more toward that ideal.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think that if I can get all of them tomorrow, the ideal is on the meet and greet that we'll be able to actually take some of those and put them in their desks so that on the first day they aren't hauling all of these supplies on the bus.
Great.
Rather than be able to, you know, jump on the bus knowing that their things are already in school.
Yep.
So that would be the ideal is that on Thursday I'll have everything already and so I can take it when I'm going with them to their teachers, and then we can just put them in the classroom, and they're already there. They'll
awesome.
Already be in place before they arrive next Tuesday.
And you've got time to be together during this week before school starts?
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, we've been doing some, we did a goofy thing last night that was just fun in terms of getting the kids baths and showers, and Mike was pretending to be a drill sergeant, singing all kinds of silly songs to get them in and out of the shower, and it was just fun. We just were, you know, spending time, you know, being fun, and because that's a whole other conversation in terms of getting chores done, you know. So getting chores done in a fun way. So
yeah.
So.
Well, awesome, Sue. Let's take a quick commercial break and then come back and review the questions that we just went over.
Sounds great.
Hi, this is Sue. Mary and I are excited to share with you the secrets this fall of how to take your business from just surviving to really thriving. We want to hear your stories about what you're struggling with in your business and how you'd like to thrive. One of our lucky listeners will be able to then win a free 8-week business makeover, take you from struggling and just surviving to a thriving, flourishing business. Look forward to connecting with you soon. Stay tuned for details.
Welcome back. Well, we were just playing with Sue with the 5-question framework that we have in our book. And the questions are, number one, what is working well for you?
Yeah, what's right about whatever the situation is? And I love that as a framework, and I love that as a perspective because your brain comes up with so many more possibilities.
Yeah, and that's really the idea. I mean, we're so used to being problem solvers that we always start with what's wrong, but it's really a turnaround, isn't it, to start with what's going well, what's working right.
Absolutely.
And then the second question makes that kind of go a little bit deeper down to the next level. So you've just said what it is that's working well for you. What is it about what's working well that makes it work so well for you?
I always do it a little bit simpler as, you know, why is it working?
Yeah, that's great.
And the reason I do the why and what I listen for when I'm working with people and for myself, that why gets to the real heart of what you value.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of without saying, you know, what do you value about the situation, because most people don't know.
Right.
But why is it working really illuminates what you value and brings to the surface what you value.
So what's working well for you and why is that working so well?
Right. Great. And then because then you can do more of it.
Great.
It also allows your mind to problem solve for even longer.
And then the third question is, what would be ideal? And this sort of blows the sides off the box and helps people, like you said, think a little bit more about possibilities and open it up a little bit. I don't think we often give ourselves the chance to do that. You say something else about that question.
Absolutely. And really just, you know, what would ideal look like? Because if you don't know where you're going, you know, how are you going to get there? You know, if you're stuck in what's going wrong, and even if you go to what's working, and unless you kind of, you know, throw the dart out there as to what would be ideal, that allows you to start planning what you want to do, and again, have you something to shoot for.
Yeah, I always think of it as like if you've had a camera and you've been looking through the regular lens, and with that question, what would be ideal? It's like the wide angle lens. You know, it's like the really big panorama.
That's right.
So those three questions, what's working well, why is that working so well, and what would be ideal? And then all of those come first before you ask this next question, which is, what's not quite right yet?
Yeah, and I love that language, which was, you know, Kurt Wright, the author, was the one that first started that, and that really taps into a part of your brain that we don't usually use, because we always want to say wrong, which gets us stuck. But the what's not quite right yet, where all of us want to go, but the what's not quite right yet allows you to think of how I can reframe it and shift it to move towards it. Again, you set out your ideal, you have your wide angle lens, and then what's the gap? You know, what's missing to get me there?
Yeah.
So if you can just identify not something that's wrong because it feels like so heavy, but what's missing?
Mm.
What's not part of the right picture yet, it allows you then to start moving towards and identifying, which is the next one, the identifying the resources. It allows you to kind of make your list and identify what you need.
Mm-hmm.
And so that leads you into that fifth question, you know, what resources, what support, what steps do you need to take to get you towards that ideal?
Yeah. So let's just go through them real quick again. What's working well for you is the number one place to start. And then why is that working so well? Number three is what would be ideal. Number four is what's not quite right yet. And number five, what resources, events, things that need to happen, things that need to be put in place or done, where's your list of what would move you from the what's not quite right yet towards the ideal?
Right, and it could be time, it could be money, it could be a support, it could be education, it could be whatever it is.
The thing I've noticed, too, is that once people go through and start with what's working well and go through that whole framework, when by the time you get to that one, it's much easier than it would be if you started there.
Absolutely. It's much clearer because you don't know what you need until you figure out where you're going and then what's missing.
Yeah.
And then it's really clear as to what resources you need. It's like just taking the next step, it's essentially your action plan.
Yeah. Great.
Well, that was fun. That was helpful. And I hope for those that are listening that it was really helpful and that they can use it in whatever situation. Because I use the five-question framework, and I know you do too, Mary, like every day.
Yeah.
For all situations, even if it's just, and it's even not even making a decision, but just to check in.
Yeah.
You know, check in with my day, the beginning and the end.
Yeah, it's true. It's really changed my thinking. So now let's talk about that thank you gift that we mentioned
that's
earlier.
What I'm thinking. Yeah. Mary, you want to tell them about it?
Sure. Well, for anybody who sends us an email with the word vision in the subject line, we will send you a free, I'm going to say that again. Now for that thank you gift we mentioned. Sue, you ready?
Yes, I'm very excited. Please tell them about it.
Well, anybody who sends us an email with the word vision in the subject line will send you an MP3 recording of our guided visualization, You Can't See Through a Dirty Window. It's a guided visualization to assist people in clearing away the grime of the years to see the vision of your life more clearly. It's a sweet 15-minute visualization, which is a really hard word to say, and we'll be happy to send it to you. We'd love to hear from you. Our email address is moms@successcirclecoaching.com. That's moms, M-O-M-S, at successcirclecoaching.com. And Sue, tell them how to get our book.
They can get our book by going to Amazon and putting in Stop Spinning Plates, How to Lose Your Balance and Become a Thriving Mother. Or if they want to order directly from us, they can go to stopspinningplates.com. They also can receive our newsletter. And if they don't have our Personal Thriving Report for Women, they can sign up for our newsletter and get that as a bonus gift from us as a thank you. So there's a lot of different ways they can reach us, and we certainly hope they reach out and touch us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So grab that thank you gift. We'd love to send it to you. Send us an email at moms@successcirclecoaching.com with the word vision in the subject line, and we'll send it right to you. And grab our book.
Thanks. Thriving week.
Have a wonderful thriving week. Bye, Sue.
Bye, Mary. Take care.